This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate. Well, maybe that's a little bit premature, but a great day at least to feel encouraged by what appears to be at least a truce, if not an altogether peace agreement, in what people have talked about as the Republican Civil War. It turns out, and there's a terrific column by a future leader of the Republican Party, one of those people who I think has support and strong feelings in her behalf from both sides of what is supposed to be the great divide among Republicans. There is basically the argument that we shouldn't fall for what left-wing media try to encourage, which is basically exaggerating the differences that actually divide the GOP. No, it is not time for the GOP to split apart, and there's also evidence of that idea spreading everywhere. Part of that evidence having to do with the widespread honor and mourning that has swept across the Republican Party and really across America at large in terms of honoring the memory and the contributions of the late Rush Limbaugh. I have some correspondence that I want to share with you. There's also, I think, a revulsion that unites Republicans at some of the hostility to Rush after the fact. Now, you knew this was going to happen. Charles Lipson, who's been a frequent guest on this show, writes a very moving and important piece about how disgraceful it is for some of the things that are being said by very prominent liberals about Rush and his memory. What's fascinating about that is he warns that Republicans might do the same thing if there were someone on the liberal side of things, say a Nancy Pelosi, he mentions, who she should live and be well, but let's say she met her demise. He says that conservatives would do the same kind of thing. I don't believe that's true. I do believe that this is an area where most people on the right maintain an important difference with people on the left. And I'll tell you another area where people on the right remain far more sane than people on the left is the area of statuary. There is now this drive, and it's like San Francisco isn't enough with renaming 44 schools. They're going over 40 statues in Chicago, talking about tearing them down. Yes, including statues of Chicago's own, or Illinois' own, Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln never lived in Chicago, of course, but he, of course, identified with and experienced all of his adulthood in the state of Illinois. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I mentioned what I thought was very encouraging news about the idea that, no, there wasn't going to be some fateful civil war that breaks the Republican Party apart. And, no, I don't even think that Ted Cruz's vacation in Cancun is going to do that. We'll cover it. The headline, and it's from Fox, is very encouraging. Ivanka won't run against Marco Rubio for Florida Senate seat. And it's more than just that she won't run against Marco Rubio. Apparently she's agreed to endorse him in his Senate campaign for re-election. This would be for Marco Rubio's third term, believe it or not. And look, he deserves it. He's earned it. He is a hard-working, good, positive senator. He is a genuine leader of the U.S. Senate for the Republican side. And good for Ivanka. Ivanka Trump is not planning to run against Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio in 2022. Amid chatter, the daughter of the former president could enter politics herself, Fox News has learned. A source close to Rubio, Republican Florida, said that former President Trump's daughter indicated to the senator she would not mount a primary challenge against him in the state ahead of the 2022 midterms. Ivanka worked in the White House as an advisor to her father for the last 4 years, but moved to Florida after his term ended. A spokesperson for Rubio's campaign told Fox that Rubio and Ivanka did speak a few weeks ago. Quote, Ivanka offered her support for Marco's reelection, and they had a great talk, the spokesperson reported. I can also confirm that we are discussing a joint event to highlight Marco and Ivanka's successful push to expand the child tax credit. A spokesperson for Ivanka didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but the news was first reported by the New York Times, which cited people close to Ivanka Trump as well as a Rubio aide. The point is, this has been circulating now for 24 hours. If there were any other intention other than Ivanka supporting Marco Rubio, someone close to her or Ivanka herself or someone who's part of the ongoing Trump campaign would say something about it. But this is sane, it's positive, and it's necessary. Because even though Republicans have done very well in Florida, and Florida was one of those states where President Trump won it in 2016, he won it by a larger margin in 2020. And the idea that that Florida, however, is a gimme, apparently there are all kinds of notable Democrats who are talking about running against Marco Rubio. Let him win against them. And it is so crucial that Republicans gain in the Senate and not lose. And also in that regard, there is more good news. It's probably even more significant good news, though this is significant. Politico is reporting, and it's reported over at the National Journal at Hotline, Trump and his allies have decided against forming a third party. But they do want to maintain their current grip on the GOP. And McConnell is an obstacle. The fight between Trump and McConnell isn't over, the soul of the Republican Party, but it is over whether there will be a significant space in the party for figures other than Trump to have notable influence over the direction of on issues. Okay, that's reported by Politico. The truth of the matter is the Republican Party, any party that is successful, and Republicans did not have a disastrous outcome in the elections of 2020. There were 15 Republicans who knocked off Democratic candidates. Look, the idea of Republican unity, of trying to settle, to make some kind of agreement on approach to the issues, it really shouldn't be that hard because, as we've said so many times on this show, when it comes to actual issues, when it comes to legislation, when it comes to policy, there are not profound differences among various factions in the Republican Party. It's all based on personalities. If we can put the personalities aside and actually work together to try to rein in some of the leftist leanings of the current administration and the current Senate leadership and the current House leadership, wouldn't that be a good thing? And wouldn't that be positive? And that would be exactly, it seems to me, what the late Rush Limbaugh would be encouraging. We want to talk a little bit about what it says, what it means that he has been so disrespectfully treated by some of the left-wing media after his death yesterday. And I also want to talk a little bit about the hearings that have been going forward about a piece of legislation to create a new federal commission, just what we need, about reparations. This is an idea that should be deadly to the extreme leftists who tend to promote it. And what about the Biden administration? Where do they stand? We will get to that and to much more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll also be speaking to Andrew McCarthy a little bit later of National Review about the recollections and impact of the Limbaugh legacy. More coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, I got a number of emails, a number of communications from those of you who were moved as I was, with the passing of Rush Limbaugh. And having been on radio stations for almost my entire career, where in the Seattle area and home base, I'm I've been on right after Rush from the very first day that I started on the radio in July of 1996. With just a very brief interruption, but then also here on KTTH, our flagship station, for a very long time. And Christina in Redmond, Washington, wrote in. She said, I just wanted to thank you so much for your hour-long tribute to Rush Limbaugh today. It was beautiful. I've listened to Rush nearly every day since I was 14 years old. I'm now 42. There's going to be a huge void without him. Thank you for sharing your personal experiences with him. He was a brilliant and great American. So many of us are grieving. I've also been listening to you, she adds, since I was 18 or 19 years old. I remember the first time I heard you driving across 520. She was driving across the 520 and wondering who this new guy was. I've never stopped listening. Well, thank you. I remember when you used to have your young kids as guests on the show, and now they have kids. My own children listen to you now and love your program. All three love to say with you, and another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and to giggle. You and Rush, simply the best. Thank you for all you do. Keep it up. Well, we mean to, and it was interesting. We have just gone to the point, Christina, because of vaccinations. Both my wife and I have been very lucky and been able to finish our second vaccinations, and now you're supposed to wait 2 weeks for it to come into full play. But we decided, and with consulting physicians and making a whole very complicated decision, that for the first time since really the pandemic began, we could have our grandchildren over to our house. And they got here a little bit too late, but the oldest granddaughter, who is now four, I'm eager to get her on the air, at least to say hello to people. She would get a kick out of it, and she has the same kind of exuberant personality that her father, our son, does. And so thank you for mentioning the fact that particularly my son Danny used to be on the air fairly regularly, and would be great to have that opportunity with Julia now. Thank you so much, Christina, for your email. Look, there are things that really do unite conservatives, if you think about it, and get people to recognize that there is far more that we have in common than that separates us. And one of the things that I think conservatives have in common, and not just conservatives, but most moderates and many liberals, is a revulsion for the whole idea of reparations, which are being foolishly promoted right now by members of the House, some members of the Senate, all Democrats, of course. And the idea of reparations, of trying to make some kind of monetary compensation for 400 years of slavery, is one of those ideas that won't go away no matter how clear it is that it is unworkable and it's unpopular. There are many polls that actually show that a majority of black people don't like the idea of slavery reparations in 2001 or 2002 or any time in the modern era. One of those African Americans is a newly elected congressman, fine guy, he's been a guest on our show three times, Representative Burgess Owens of Utah, newly elected, actually spoke about reparations at the House subcommittee debate. Here is Congressman Owens. This is clip one.
It is impractical and a non-starter for the United States government to pay reparations. It is also unfair and heartless to give black Americans the hope that this is a reality. The reality is that black American history is not one of a hapless, hopeless race oppressed by a more powerful white race. Instead, a history of millions of middle and wealthy class black Americans throughout the early 20th century achieving their American dream. We're discussing this morning the theory of reparation. It's nothing new. Reparations is not the way to right our country's wrong.
Okay, that is exactly right, of course. And what I thought was particularly resonant in what he said was how cruel it is to get people hoping. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now finally we're going to get how much money? I mean, the idea that people are looking forward to that. Look, we're at a period of time where there are people on both sides of the aisle who are talking about a great simplification of some of the enormous funds we spend on welfare, and basically targeting much more broadly without specifically trying to micromanage, which opens itself up to fraud, et cetera, et cetera. All of that may or may not happen. But the idea of giving people a special payment based upon their race or their proven racial history is outrageous, and it's un-American. But unfortunately, yesterday, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, did not react that way when she was asked about reparations. This is clip 11. Listen.
Well, he supported a study of reparations, which I believe is what's being discussed, and studying the continuing impacts of slavery, which is being discussed in this hearing on H.R. 40, I believe it is. And he continues to demonstrate his commitment to take comprehensive action to address the systemic racism that persists today. Obviously, that is having that study is a part of that. But he has signed an executive order on his first day, which would begin to deliver on his commitment to having an across-government approach to addressing racial inequality and making sure equity is a part of his entire policy agenda. But he certainly would support a study of reparations. We understands that we don't need a study to take action right now on systemic racism, so he wants to take actions within his own government in the meantime.
Okay, now what is she saying exactly? That Vice President, now President Biden, is in favor of a study, but not necessarily in favor of the reparations. By the way, you'll notice how this was a big issue in the Democratic primary campaign, where some of the other candidates for president were pushing hard for reparations. Then it kind of dropped by the wayside. Why do you think it dropped by the wayside in the general election campaign? Because it's wildly unpopular, and it's unworkable, and it's unfair. There was a very important piece about a demographer named Alba. It appeared in the Wall Street Journal over last weekend, and the weekend before last, actually. And it says something very, very profound and important about America, which is a great indication of why reparations is one of the dumbest ideas ever. What is it about America that people won't recognize? We'll talk about it coming up on The MedVet Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says teachers should no doubt be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But I think to say that you're not going to open up schools until every single one of the teachers get vaccinated, namely making it a sine qua non of opening, I don't think that we can go there. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to get the schools open.
The CEO of Robinhood, Melvin Capital, and others are part of the CEOs of Robinhood, Melvin Capital, and others who were part of a recent retail trading frenzy involving GameStop are now testifying before Congress. House Financial Services Committee Maxine Waters says those on Main Street believe Wall Street always wins.
These events have eliminated potential conflicts of interest and the predatory ways that certain funds operate.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned just moments ago that there were aspects about American reality that are completely ignored when people are pushing for reparations. For instance, there's this. I mentioned this demographer. He's a very prominent demographer, very outspoken. He is featured in a big Wall Street Journal interview on February 7th. His name is Richard Alba, and he is at the City University of New York. And again, a distinguished guy. He's not a conservative. He identifies himself as a liberal. And he points out that when you look at the number of babies that are born in America, which is a kind of strong indication of where our future goes, 10% of all babies born in America have one white parent and one non-white parent. Okay. And right now, that's almost exactly the same number of kids who were born who have one black parent and another black parent. And what is happening here? As he points out, he said, I thought I was going to discover how important ethnicity was, he says, when he began his studies. But as I rummaged through the data, the story that came to me was a story of mixing. The main story was about assimilation. Americans are marrying each other across ethnic lines and embracing the national culture. The melting pot is churning. In that sense, what sense does it make for Barack Obama, who is half white, to pay tax money to give to his wife, who has two black parents? Is that how this is supposed to work? Lewis and Bonnie Lake, Washington. Lewis, you're on the Medved Show.
Oh, doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, quick history about me. I'm your average swing voter. I voted Clinton, and I voted for Mr. Bush, OEF veterans. Voted for
That's Operation Enduring Freedom. Thank you for your service. Go ahead.
Yeah, voted for McCain because I always vote veteran first. Next time around, voted for Obama. This time, Biden. Yeah, it's just your, the way you're approaching this is it's kind of not okay. Let me ask you this. Hello.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. You're on.
Okay, let me ask you this. You think it was all right that Germany has paid reparations to the Jewish people?
They have not paid reparations to Jewish people in general. They've only paid reparations to people who actually had a parent killed or property seized. In other words, my grandmother got reparations because everything she and my grandfather had worked for their whole life was taken away from them. I certainly have not gotten any reparations, nor am I entitled.
Yeah,
you follow?
The Jewish people got reparations and for Germany. Did you think that was okay?
Of course it was, because we were talking about people who were alive, who had gone through the persecution themselves. The fact is, it's been a long time since slavery existed. Frankly, it's been a long time that America has... We've come a long way from Jim Crow. And
okay,
we... not all the way.
Black Wall Street, Oklahoma.
Of course,
Oklahoma,
I know all about
that?
The Tulsa riot. I've talked about the Tulsa
have
riot on the
Jim
air,
Crow?
Lewis.
Have you heard of redlining? Have you heard of Jim Crow? I mean...
Of course. Of course. And the fact is, I do believe that America has...
Had a knee on his neck. You know, I mean, there's been progress in this country, but the damage is still there. What I'm saying here is, you know, okay, let me throw one more at you. The Japanese got reparations for being put in camps during World War II in America.
Again, it was only the people themselves who were put in camps or their children. And I would have no problem at all. In fact, I think it would have been the right thing to do. There was some talk about reparations from slavery at the time that slavery was ended. But it never happened. But the point is, at some point or another, you run into this problem of, for instance, I don't know about you, Lewis. Are you sure that all of your ancestors on both sides come from people who were enslaved?
Carolina, my mom comes from Princeton, North Carolina. We are the Rainer family. We have the name from our the people that owned us. You know, they came from England. That's no doubt. I already got the history. And, you know, the good thing about...
Okay, that's on your mother's side. What about your father's side?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So you would be one of those relatively rare people. Do you think it is... In other words, take somebody who is mixed race, like... Or take Kamala Harris. Neither of her parents were born in America.
They're not from here. No. If you come from Africa... And that's where you came from, like, now. Like, a lot of people I know, Nigerians, Ethiopians, and whatnot. No, you know, you wasn't involved in that. That's not your bloodline anymore. In fact, it's a big
okay,
difference.
Okay, so
American
again, now you're, of course, very, very deliberately reducing the number of people who would be eligible to reparations.
Yeah.
Hold on. What about people who have done very well in this country? In other words, take, again, President Obama as an example. His book right now is one of the most successful books ever published. He's made, I think it's approaching $20 million. Should President Obama, he never had people who were enslaved here in the United States in his ancestry. What's that?
He would not be eligible. His dad was
so,
part of the blood.
So take someone like Michelle Obama, who would be eligible.
She would be eligible.
But she's also a multimillionaire. Does it make sense to pay her money? because many of her ancestors suffered?
I'm going to take you back to the Jewish people. How many multimillionaire Jewish people are there? A lot.
Again, Jewish people have not gotten reparations. The great bulk of Jewish people who live in America have gotten no reparations. It's only reparations have been paid to people who can actually show that they had property that was confiscated, or they had people who were killed by the Germans. And there's virtually no one in my generation who gets reparations.
What? You know how many black people have been killed since? Okay, see, this is the problem right here. This is the problem right here. When I listen to your show, I love you, by the way, and I'm glad you got over that illness. And I know you wasn't feeling well for a while. I'm glad you got over it. I do listen, obviously.
Thank you.
And you know, but sometimes when I listen to you or Rush Limbaugh or some other, I see you guys do this side talking. You just guys kind of try to, you know, thread the needle. But no, I mean, this is black and white. Jewish people got reparations. Japanese people got reparations. Hell, Native Americans got reparations. Why do people hate it so much that to even think that a black person would get reparations? It really
did. And I'll tell you why. Because it's over 150 years. That's why. It's because time doesn't cancel out everything. Time doesn't cancel out the evil that was done. It doesn't cancel out the evil impact of slavery. I agree with that. But right now, to try to get people to go back, and it's to go back six or seven generations. It's a long time to actually deal with the history of slavery. What do you do with people? I mean, because there are people like this. There were thousands, and some people estimate a half a million so-called freed people of color before the Civil War. The entire thing is just utterly unworkable because it is so distant. I appreciate your listening and appreciate your call, Lewis. We'll be right back.
Daily Dose of Debate. It's The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. The important new film, Stars and Strife, looks at the problem of polarization.
Washington today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
Now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Sometimes on the Michael Medved Show, I believe we live in a crazy world. We were talking about, obviously, how you deal with America's history, which, of course, has this horrible chapter in it about slavery. There's no justification for slavery. It's evil. It's horrible. It's wretched. But they right now are talking about, they have a list of 40 statues, three of them are of Abraham Lincoln, that they're talking about tearing down in Chicago. What they don't have, and I was wondering about this, Lincoln's opponent for both the presidency and for the Senate in Illinois in 1858 and then for president in 1860 was Stephen Douglas. Now, Stephen Douglas owned slaves. His wife, his second wife, he remarried after his first wife died, was from the South, and she brought into the marriage several slaves. Douglas was a defender of the institution of slavery. He was a defender of the extension of slavery. There's a statue of Stephen Douglas that they leave alone. They want to tear down Abraham Lincoln? We will get to this story in a moment. Let me go to Yehuda in New York City. Hello, Yehuda.
Hi, Michael. Getting to your previous caller about the reparations and the Jews getting reparations, it's true that Germany did give reparations to the State of Israel and to various Jewish functions, but a lot of the money they gave was their Jews' own money. There were records that people found, and they're recovering their own funds in the bank account. That's not reparations.
No, that's exactly right. And by the way, I was mentioning to him that my grandmother, who I knew very well and who I adored, she was really a role model for me. My Oma, her family had been in Germany for, I beg pardon?
No, sorry, I read about her in your book, Right Turns.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but she came from Germany, and she got reparations. My other grandparents, who also suffered from horrible anti-Semitism, came from Ukraine. They came from Russia. And they came before the war. They didn't get any reparations. And the idea that he had the mistaken idea that reparations was just a big cash cow that was handed out to Jewish people who were already rich is is ridiculous, and it's not the truth. And I'm glad you called up with that perspective. When did your parents come from? I assume your parents came from Europe, Yehuda?
My grandmother came right after the war. She came in 1952, and her parents, may they rest in peace, her father in particular, was against taking any reparations because there's a belief that you could redeem yourself with money. And he said Germany should never be forgiven for what they did to the Jews, so he would not take a penny of reparations. He worked hard. He made a modest living, but he refused to take reparations for that reason.
And look, I think it's very, very different story when you yourself or your parents or even your grandparents, who you have a chance of having known in a real sense, are involved in something like reparations is very, very different than when it's 7, 6, 5 generations ago. Appreciate your call and your perspective. There is this story, and it's so stupid, it's almost hard to believe. But then again, it involves Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. And according to the Mary Lori Lightfoot, this is yesterday, vowed to confront the hard truths of Chicago's racial history by launching a public process to review the fate of 41 statues, plaques, and works of art, including those honoring 4 former U.S. presidents, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, and William McKinley. By the way, what do all 4 of those presidents have in common? They were all outspoken opponents of the institution of slavery, yes, including George Washington. 6 months ago, Lightfoot ordered 2 statues of Christopher Columbus temporarily removed in the middle of the night after receiving intelligence that gave us great concern something bad was about to happen. At the same time, the mayor argued Chicago's statues of Columbus in Grant and Arrigo Parks, vandalized repeatedly since the death of George Floyd, should not be torn down, but rather used to confront the nation's history and trigger a reckoning that's long overdue. City Hall then launched the Chicago Monuments Project and created an advisory committee, wonderful, to conduct a comprehensive review of more than 500 Chicago statues and monuments with an eye toward identifying those that were offensive, problematic, or not representative of the city's values of equity and justice. What this is trying to prevent people from resorting to vandalism. Wouldn't it be enough to just make a very clear statement that vandalism is not acceptable? It's criminal. It's disgusting. It's inappropriate. Last month, reasons for making the list, then this is a list of statues that have to be removed or they're considered problematic. 40 statues are considered problematic. Why are they problematic? Because the statues promote narratives of white supremacy, presenting an inaccurate or demeaning portrayal of Native Americans, celebrating people with connections to slavery, genocide, or racist acts, or presenting selective, oversimplified, one-sided views of history. Besides 5 statues of Lincoln, 5 others on the list include the General John Logan Monument in Grant Park, the General Philip Henry Sheridan Monument of Belmont and Lakeshore Drive. By the way, the reason they have Sheridan down there is because he was involved in defending settlers against Indians after the war, the Civil War. The Haymarket Riot Monument, Police Memorial, the Italo Balbo Monument in Burnham Park, and the Jean-Baptiste Wauban plaque at the Chicago Cultural Center. And they point out in this article in the Chicago Sun-Times, one notable monument missing from the list is the controversial statue of Stephen Douglas, which sits atop his tomb in Bronzeville. Last summer, 3 members of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus called for the removal of the statue, which they said was a tribute to a widely known racist and sexist who even staked his presidential platform on the subjugation of any non-white male in America. Look, to say that Stephen Douglas was a racist and a sexist, Guilty! If you look at the transcript of his debates with Lincoln in 1858, he not only attacked Lincoln, he attacked Frederick Douglass, and he claimed falsely that he had seen Frederick Douglass in the audience to the debate, and he was with a white woman. And Douglass was a problematic figure. However, he was a very important figure in Chicago's history. It's because of Douglass that Chicago is a railroad center. And this is his tomb. So are you going to now desecrate this man's tomb, who, by the way, after he lost the election to Lincoln, he tried to rally everyone in the Union, all the Democrats who had not voted for Lincoln, to actually support the Union cause. And this is in the last weeks before his death. He died right after the beginning of the war. But the idea that they want to remove a Lincoln statue and they don't have on the list Stephen Douglass is ludicrous. Last summer, hundreds of thousands of protesters surrounded the Christopher Columbus statue in Grant Park. They tried to pull the statue down, and many battled with Chicago police officers. This is about public safety. That's why she said she removed the statues of Columbus. And the whole idea of the statues of Columbus, what's the connection exactly with George Floyd? I know. They say that Columbus began the genocide against Native Americans. Even that is not true. And Columbus was only for a matter of weeks in the New World himself, and the idea of, and he actually never set foot on any mainland soil. It was only in Caribbean islands. The entire stupidity of going after the past and trying to erase it, rather than encouraging people to learn a little bit more of it, not from a propagandistic point of view. It's one of those things that I wish we could come together on as Americans. I think, by the way, it's also one of those things we come together on as conservatives and Republicans. We'll talk about some more of those things, like the idea, the claim that in Rolling Stone, that Rush Limbaugh spent his life deliberately ruining America. I mean, come on. The man just died after a lifetime of service to his country, which he certainly recognized as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.